Good morning, everybody. We'll continue now soon about our chukas. Hey, we're up to Sif Zion. The topic today is gazing at, staring and looking at the woman, wife, one's wife, when she's a nida. The Gemara has in the Dorm, and the Chofa Medalev, in source number one. The Gemara says, Acham Rosha Omer Kolat Sofa Benoshim Sofa Boli Deaveira. A general question, a person who gazes at women in general, she'll end up being aroused, she'll end up doing averis. It's a good idea to avoid staring at women in general. That's the opening statement. Then even if you stare at the heel of a woman, okay, even if staring at the heel of a woman, which is not necessarily a particularly arousing part of the body, nevertheless, how will bottom shein amugonim? So she'll end up having children. You end up having children, which are not, not the best children. Amar Rav Yosef, now Rav Yosef clarifies what you're talking about here. We're talking about a person, his own wife, when she's a nida. Shouldn't even stare. It looks like at her heel. In the dorm we have the Ran on the page. In the dorm on the side of the page you have the parish of the Ran, a running commentary. The question whether the Rashi on Masechet Nedarim is really from Rashi or somebody else, but anyway, so usually in the yeshivas we learn Masechet Nedarim, we learn the Ran. So the Ran there says, okay, even when the wife's a nida, shouldn't stare even at her heel, even though eventually she's going to become muteris to him, right? So that's what the Riosi says. Riosi is coming, afilu ishto nida. Then Amar Shem Lakish. Akeva diksani ibn makamat tenufa. The Gemara doesn't really mean heel. Okay, it's a lashon, a lashon nikiya, so to speak. It's referring to the part of the body, the erva, where you have sexual intercourse. That's mechuban kenegad akeikev. That's above the heel, so to speak. That part of the body. It doesn't really mean heel. Rish Lakish says the heel is not referring to heel. Actually, but also makam. The makam tenufa is also makam. Okay, so that's the Gemara in the Dharm. It's a good Gemara to look at anyway. It talks about the conduct one should have with one's wife, advice. But anyway, that's the sugya over there. So the Ravid in the Balai Nefesh, so there are different ways to learn exactly what's going on in that sugya. So let's take a look. Shar HaPrisha Siman Aleph 3. The Ravid writes, Tanya ben Adar Perek Sheni, this Gemara, Al Tar B'Sech Ima Yisicha Misha Sofa B'Ledei Niyuv. That's in general, have sort of light conversation or suggestive conversation, or even general, too much conversation because it'll breed too much familiarity. Fine. Right? That's a direct quote from the Gemara that heal doesn't mean heal, but to also welcome. So the Ravid says, Yesh Mefarshim. The Hadar Reish Lakish Adar Yosef Itmar. Some say Reish Lakish Rav Shimon Lakish is coming to comment on Rav Yosef, okay, on the ruling cited by Rav Yosef. Okay, Reish Lakish is earlier than Rav Yosef. It means that tradition, that ruling, meaning Ulakula Kamar. Okay, Rav Yosef seemed to say Kol Mistaka Bakeva Shalisha. Ishto Nida. He says Ishto Nida. So now look even at her heel. And Rav Yosef comes to, that's Rav Yosef, Reish Lakish comes to say, L'kula kormit afilo v'yishtanida lo ma'anish b'am she'enu ma'hoganam ela b'mokam atin ofes. And Reish Lakish is saying, no, it's referring to, even with yishtanida. He's commenting that the given is accepting of Yosef, that the discussion is of yishtanida. Whereas Rav Yosef understands that heel means heel, Reish Lakish comes in, it means mokam atin ofes, meaning, even other parts of the body, not that part of the body, but other parts of the body, it's okay if you see her even when she's in either. You follow? That's how somewhere, right? Lakula kamar, says the rabbi. Dafilo b'ishto nida lo me'anash b'am she'enam ha'ganim. It's not a violation. Not going to be any trouble, any punishment. Elamakma tenofis. Okay, so that's one way to learn. He's okay, simply modifying her Yosef is being mako. Okay, but the given is we're talking about ishto nida. On the other hand, others learn differently. Reish Lakish is not commenting on Yosef at all. He's going back to the original statement. Remember, the original statement of Achab Rabbi Yosha is called Mistakel Bakeva Shal Isha Havala Bam Shalom Hugana. So Yosef comes here, what we're talking about is his own wife when she's a nida. That's the topic. And now the question is, what does heal mean? That's the first way to learn is Rish Lakish is accepting that the topic of discussion is Ishto Nida. Okay, and the question, he says, no, it's only a problem, the Makom HaTinofes. It doesn't really mean the heel and other parts of the body. But this Yesh Mefarsh, the second way of learning, is Hadr Rish Lakish Milsabap Inavshir, right? And he's explaining the original statement that therefore Milsav Yosef will call Rish Lakish. The Hadr of Yosef, Akeva Mamish, will be Ishto Nida. Kerev Yosef says, Akeva means heel, and Toma Ishto Nida. As he says, the Rish Lakish, Afila b'Ishto she'eino nida. Rish Lakish is not accepting we're talking about Ishto nida, even when she's not a nida, even his wife when she's not a nida. Then Umay Akeva be a Makom HaTinofes. Even when she's not a nida, you shouldn't stare at that place. You follow, it's a big Nafkamina. All right, the point, the second way to look at Bosa Makom is wrong, even when she's not a nida. Okay? And Rav Yosef Rish Lakish, if I lo pligi, bikur the milsa. And a Perusha the Brisa. They're not arguing la halacha, they're arguing what the Brisa. You know, this is Rabbi Rav Yosef is talking about, right? They're not arguing on the etzem, on the etzem halacha. Okay, the mar mukim lo akeva mamish kipshuto ishto nida. Rav Yosef, that's mar, the first opinion. Rav Yosef holds we're talking about the heel, literally the heel, but it's talking about ishto nida. Mar mukim lo isha stam, the wife stam, bein nida, bein she nida, and kipshuto, right? Which is what, because the Gemara never mentioned. Let's look back at source one. The original statement says, kama mistaka akeva shel isha. So it doesn't say Ishto Nida. He, Rav Yosef, says Toma Ishto Nida. Rish Lakish learns, according to the second Yesh Mefarshim, it's not Toma Ishto Nida. It's Toma Ishto in general. Whether she's a Nida, she's not a Nida. Okay, but what is, but he says, what does Akeva mean? Okay, what does, you know, her heel mean? No, it means Makom HaTinofes. But not unless on Achur B'Hal Milsa. We don't know exactly what the halach is here. So therefore, maybe the Yisur Lo Nafka, Lo Nafik, when Akhtina Ketabai Olu Chumran. So therefore, we accept both. We don't really know which way to learn it. Okay, because Baruch has this, we don't know. Okay, we don't know how to paskin here. So therefore, we accept both of them with chumra. Namely, the asul is takel b'akev ishto nida. Okay, you can't look even at the heel, like Rav Yosef, you can't look at the heel mamish. You can't look at the heel. And from heel, we're going to ekev lumod l'chol mokam l'chus v'shabal. From there, it doesn't mean only the heel. It means other parts of the body that are generally covered. Okay, and shem yavol the hergel, because it could be, to lead to looseness and so on. And also listaka above, that's Rav Yosef. And also B, but also listaka above Yom HaKantinofis, Alpha Vishana either. And I'm going to look at that part of the body when she's not an either. Okay? So, and again, both the Klamema Nami, the Pigi, Alamar Mukim Lahaki, Mar Mukim Lahaki, Tamar Suila Kadadi. It could be they both agree. There's never any argument. They're just talking about different, they argue about how to read this statement, but they don't argue the halacha. So again, to summarize quickly, there's two ways to look at this Gemara. Rav Yosef says it's also to look at even the heel of Ishto Nida. Rish Lakish comes to say, no, it's only us to look at the Osamakum of Ishto Nida, but the heel's okay. Rish Lakish is being makel. He's modifying Rav Yosef being makel. Or, say no, Rav Yosef says it's also to look at the even the heel of Ishto Nida. Rish Lakish says it's us to look at Osamakum when she's not a Nida. Like even she's not an Eidah, he's not commenting on Ishto Nida. So there's no machlokes. Right? Therefore, we take the chumra of both sides. You don't look even at the heel when she's an Eidah, and when she's not an Eidah, and you don't look at the Makom HaTinofes even when she's not an Eidah. You follow? So you take the even of both sides. The even of Yosef is you don't even look at her heel, but Ishto Nida. And Rish Lakish is, Rish Lakish side is, you don't look at the Makom HaTinofes even when she's not an Eidah. You know what I'm saying? You take the chumr, that's the even. You take the chumr to both sides. Rav Yosef, you don't look even at the heel of Ishto Nida. And according to Rish Lakish, you don't look at Osa Mokom even when she's not either. Okay, that's what comes out according to the Ravid. The Ramban, so let's see the Rishonim. Everyone see the Gemara? Okay, good. Now, the Ramban, let's need a parakes, Sim Dalet, Oz Dalet, 4. But also, is takal afil bakevash isho kishinida. Okay, he says, and I look at when she's a nida, not even at a heel, sounds like, even the heel. And they talk over the shokel, and certainly not her thighs and other parts of the body that are makom enu megula. And Rechal Mestakaman, Haben Labam, Scharm, Shenu Mehuganim. Okay, whatever the exact comment is. So it's also to look even at the heel when she's a nida. The Ramban doesn't say anything when she's not a nida, but that's because Ramban is presenting Hilchos Nida. He's not talking about, general. So we certainly take the Chumra of Rabbi Yosef, according to the Ramban. And the Rashba and the Bayis Aruch, Bayis Ein Charbeis, right? Quotes the Gemara of Achim Rav Yosef and so on and so forth. And Rav Yosef, and he says also, last part of five, Umina Ekev Milmod Lachom Makam Chusa Shema Yavala Dehergel. Same thing. Okay, we learn from the fact you can't look at her heel when she's in it. You shouldn't allow her to stare at any other part of the body that's generally covered. Okay? And the Bayis HaKotzi says the same thing, adding one important point, Luke in 6. That's why I printed it. He says, Oistaka Adam Ekevishal either who adin Bechol Shama Kamasam Chusa. Okay. Udvarim Elu Shamanu Bain Beroa Mamish Bain Bebalas Kesem. He just added this is even true if she became an Eidah because she's taking an Eidah, she's having a period now. But no, she became an Eidah because she had a Kesem, which we had to consider. You know, it wasn't a real period necessarily, but we had to consider that with Aloha, right? So I'm just saying the Rashba is adding in that the same din applies whether she actually is having a period normally or not. Even a Kesem, Asa'ua Karo, the whole world. With Kesem, we treat her like she had a real Eidah. For all purpose. I mean, we know that already, but the Rashba simply, I quoted because the Rashba simply brings up that din over here. And since the Rambam writes, Hilchos Isur Bia Parakov Alef Halacha Beis 7, so he says, in general, a mistakel afilu be'ez b'ktana shel isha, v'niskaven lehenos, right, the famous statement, right, if the Rambam says, if you look at a woman for pleasure, even if you're staring at her pinky, and you know, which again is not necessarily arousing, but for your purpose is enjoying, you know, some kind of sexual pleasure. That's kemishin istakel makom atarva. It's the same thing as looking at mamish the you know osa hamoko. And it adds afilish more kol ayrboli or sara osa. Okay, that's general. Okay, halacha beis is a good thing to know. But the Rambam writes in halacha dalid, he says umuto la adam lahabit beisto kishehi nida. Okay, but the Rambam says when a woman's in nida, then it's permissible for a husband to stare at his wife. Okay, afo pisha he erva, and we've already discussed many times the Rambam considers nida to be like erva. Right, there's another example. I don't forget what I mentioned this example back when, but it's another one. Right, the Rambam considers it erva. Afo pisha yeso hanah slave mimena buriyah, even though he gets some sort of a physical, you know, sensual pleasure out of that. However, he mutaris lalachas man ena ba mizela dama mechshol. Because he knows he's going to be terrorist him soon anyway, that's not going to lead to just having that thought while he's staring at her, you know, some part of her body. It's not going to do anything because, you know, he knows he's going to become with terrorist. But, of course, avalo yischok, lo yoka rosh, imo shem yargalaver. But, again, he can't goof around, fool around, be lightheaded with her because that will lead. I mean, you know, you have to be careful. Right, that's the Rambam. The Ravid adds, however, he says, because of Ravid's al, but he can look at it. The Rambam says, yeah, but not at that part of the body. Okay, so that's how he learns it. All right, not at that part of the body. All right, and the Rambam doesn't, of the Rambam argues, the Rambam, the Magad Mishnah, the next day is the Magad Mishnah, and that Rambam, of Hilchos Isur Bia, Halacha Dalet, 8, he quotes the Gemara in the Dharma and so on, and he quotes the Machlokes, Rav Yosef and Rav Shmuel Lakish and so on. And he says that, you know, Rav Shmuel Lakish says that the Akeva is like the Makom Tinofis. Therefore, Mashma, the second line of the Magad Mishnah, Habashar Makom is Mutter. That's what Rav learned. That it's just, we're just looking at the Makom, you know, the Makom Tinofis, the Makom Tinofis, that part of the body, the gaze of that part of the body, that's not causing. But Mashma, Habashar Makom is Mutter. The Chain Amr, we'll see shortly, the second part of this year. A woman can dress up, she can look nice even when she's in either. She will see, so the husband won't be repulsed by her and so on. Alma, Shemutul is takabo. We'll see that tomorrow. I don't know if we went to the Makaris already. So at the end, we talked to a woman, you know, dolling up, you know, and making herself look nice. So we say that's permissible during the days of Nida. And, apparently, and the reason is so she's gone out by law. But otherwise, if she looks 2 weeks out of the month, she's going to look so disheveled and put on only tattered, we'll see shortly, you know, whatever, unattractive, never put on any makeup or anything else. So the husband will, you know, will be repulsed perhaps by her. So therefore, but that means she's looking at her, right? So that's exactly what I can still give her a diet from there. She's mutually stoppable. Now, Vasoga, so my Ram, of a low welcome has to Shalom. That's the Gemara in the dark. Okay, and Allah Rabbeinu Levar Isur Shekar Kosel Yisvul Le'achim and so on. But Kosher can Yistak as well as Amakom. Magen Mishnah ends by saying the Rambam doesn't disagree with the Ravid. Just Omar Avram, obviously, in other words, he already since he said Lo Yisro Lo Yisro Le'achim, That includes obviously staring at that part of the body. So the Magid is asserting that the Rambam is not disagreeing with the, you know, with the Ravid. He's not coming to say, oh, but, you know, the Ravid says, Avalo Malkum Hester Shalom. It's not against the Rambam. The Rambam understood that. Okay, that's the Magid Mishnah says. So here in Siv Zion, source 9, Shulchan Aruch says, now it's just interesting. I point to the language. It says, Lo Yistakil, Lo Yistakil, okay, don't get, you don't look. I feel about Keva. Right, that's what Shulchan says. You shouldn't even look at her heel. The lobe mekomo samachlusim shabah, and not any other parts of the body normally covered. Abu Mutter listak above mekomo samgluyim. Afopi shenena b'riyasa. That's the Rambam. Right, you can look at it. You look at her face. You can look at, you know, other parts of the body that are normally not covered. That's mutter. Okay. And the Shach explains. You got your base and ten. Hello, we materis lalachas man. Ain't a bother. They mitzvah, like we said. Right, like the Rambam said. All right, that's straightforward. The Torah of Shalom kind of spells everything out in terms of how the sugya works. All right, he quotes the Gemara and the Dharma and so on. But he writes, okay, the second line, says, after quoting the Gemara, in the Dharma that we started with, it says, in Ken Kosha Latur, Shu Koloshon HaMechaber, Shu Kosha, who didn't become a Chusim, Balo Shom Kamar Davka Keba. But what about the fact that the Gemara only mentioned the heel? And, you know, it's, if you learn like Rish Lakish learned that the heel is a sort of like, I don't want to say Lashon Saginor exactly, but you know, Lashon Nakia, okay. But you know, the heel represents other parts of the body. You know, that he says, Masha Kasar Bez Yosef, Shar Chonim, Batur Sovid, the Kol Makos, Uzma, Bechal Makom HaTorah. You know, that, he said that's a little bit difficult. Okay, where do you make that jump? All right, he said, I don't understand what, you know, I will, Mammas Gams at Tamud, Abashas Medakta, Gondafka Mokma Tinofis, Shumachuba Negara Keva, the Gam Wash on Field by Keva, she goes through and Medukta Chor. The Chain Nir Ali, he sees a little bit of a different way to learn, says the Torah of Shalom. The Das Arashbo, Batur, Rishlokish, Lokoya, Klal, Amilsa, the Yosef, the Tarvayo Pligi, the Perusha, the Bryce, the Yosef, Muki, Bryce, the Keva, Mamish, Ubishto Nida, Rishlokish, Meforish, Abryce, the Stamisha, you know, when she's not Anita, Uma Akeba Kim Tinofis, Nimtza, the Rabbi Yosef, Akeba Mamish Kamar, Rafila Hocha Asalistaka, Akeba and Shum Mokha Mechusa. And we learned it that way. I mean, I'm not saying anything to say, it just spells it out. And therefore, Hu Adin Lachal Mokha Mechusa. All right? In other words, but if you learn like the Ravid, in other words, what the Torah of Shom is simply pointing out, so if you learn like what the Ravid is saying, if you learn like Rish Lakish, that Akeba is a sort of a Lashon Nakia, for Makom HaTinofes, so how do you get from there to other parts of the body normally covered? That's what he's bothered by. That's what Tarshon is bothered. If you're learning that a keva doesn't mean literally heal, but it means other parts of the body normally covered, I'm sorry, again, according to Rish Lakish, if Rish Lakish says heal means really Makom HaTinofes, it's just Lashon Mekia, so how do you jump from there to other parts of the body normally covered? It doesn't even mean heal, it means. So that's what he's saying. No, he learned the sugya the second way we learned it. That no, we take the chumers of both sides. That's the first time I'm just explaining, as far as I understand it, the logic of the sides. And that's v'naktinan ketavayu lahachmer. Okay? In other words, in a chanami, according to Rish Lakish, heel doesn't, you'll never be able to get from Rish Lakish heel to other parts of the body that are covered, because he doesn't learn heel literally. He learns only makom atinofis. You're not going to be able to make a jump from there to other parts of the body that are only covered. Yeah, but according to Rabbi Yosef, you can. And we take the chumers of both sides. That's how he spells it out. Okay, so I just want to show you a couple other. There are two simonim you should be aware of. Two simonim in the Shulchan Aruch that deal with the tznius in general and tznius between husband and wife. One is towards the very end of Aruch Chaim, Simon Reish Mem. Okay, the end of Aruch Chaim. The end of Aruch Chaim. The other is in Ebenezer Simon Chof Aleph. Those are the simonim just to be aware of. Okay, and soon Reish Mem, Siv Dalet, it's after the laws of Meir and so on, you know, going to bed. So that's what appears there. It's in Reish Mem. It's the last couple of simonim in Chelek Aruch Chaim of the Shulchan Aruch. So there it says in Siv Dalet, Simon Reish Mem, Siv Dalet. Also, istakel bo somokom, shekol istakel shom ein lo boshes panim. Right, they're not supposed to gaze at that part. And I'm not talking here about neither. Okay, not talking about neither. Shekol mistakel shom ein lo boshes ponim rova vatznei aleches. It's tzias. That's really the title of that simon. I think in most editions of the Shulchan Aruch and the Shabura is the words of tzias. It's not tzanua. It's a violation of tznei aleches. Umaver abusha aponav shekhom is bayesh and chote, right? Someone who has some form of busha stays away from sin. As the pasuk says, after the asher shadibros, it says v'avur tiyeres al panechem is abusha, levilti sechatov, and so on and so forth. Oh, the komagari yitzar harav enav shem, and certainly rekoshek and hanoshek shom, right? When he's intimate with her, so he kisses that part of the body. Shoveral kolel v'od, shoveral b'shoval t'shachsus nafshos sechem, so all kinds of things. Again, you look there, and married fellows, you take a look at that simon. Reishman in the Shulchan Aruch, but that's what he says over here. But I just want to call your attention to the fact that the Sif begins with the word Asul Istakil. Okay, Asul Istakil. In the Shulchan Aruch, Ebn Ezer, that's an Arachayim. Ebn Ezer, Simon Chafalov, which is another Simon that deals with the laws of Sneas. There in Sif Dalav, it says, Mutal Adam Lahabit Beishto. I'm just pointing to different verbs. It says, Listakel Lahabit. You see that? Okay, so it says, Asul Istakil. On the other hand, here in Siv Dalet, it says Mutar Lahabit Beishto Af Mishanida V'Arvelo Kaf Apishes Hanavari. Also, that's like we said here. Holy Mutaris Lachasman Ain Bozeh Babizel Demishu. That's like an Arsiman. Okay, with the Shach. Okay, V'Lo Yischak V'Lo Yalter Roshima. That's quoting that Rambam. Okay, so I'm just pointing out that perhaps there's a difference. Okay, between Lihistakel and Lahabit. Okay, look back in source 9, the Arsiman, right here in Kutzari Hei, Yeradeh Siv Zion. It says, Lo Yistakel, Afilu Bakev. And there it says, Mutal Adam Lahabit. So perhaps there's a difference between Mabit and Mistakel. Okay, one is perhaps more, more intensive or gazing, leering, we might say, in a sexual context. I'm not sure. I don't arrive for it, but. Perhaps there's a difference between labit is to see, to see. Okay, as opposed to listakel, maybe means more with greater intention, it's more gazing and so on. So that's why it says listakel, don't gaze. But labit is just, you have to think about it. Okay. The Beis Shmuel there in Ebenezer, Sim Chavala, Sirkot and Zion 14, Avo Yisachek, or Yischok, labit be Mokom Turfa also. But look even at the Mokom Turfa, even look at that. That's also. The Mabit Kishar Nida Ona Shalom, these Lebonim Shenam Ugonim, Shemabit Be Sharot, Shamish Nazim Rasulin. Okay, even the time of Tashmish shouldn't look at that part of the body. And certainly below Tashmish, Osmish shouldn't the Megari had to her about smoke. But the Ace Nidosa, he adds, Osul Habib and Kawas Hamachusim. Okay, you're not allowed to look even at the other parts of the body, they're covered. And he says it's against that Magad Mishnah who allows it. Right, the Magad Mishnah at the end said it was allowed, but based on the Rambam. So he says that Bishmul says it, says not that way. He's mocking. Okay, all right. So that takes care of that. Now it's interesting. Just as a side point, I said we'd come back to this, and here we are, because the Taz mentioned something not here in Arsiman, but later on. We had a reference this already. It seems that the Maharshal and one of certain Gedolim. They were the ones who checked their wives. Let's go back a step. Usually when a woman goes to the mikveh, so you have a mikveh lady, right? And the mikveh lady's job is a couple things. First of all, make sure she went completely under, but before she goes in, the mikveh lady usually checks the woman's body to make sure that she doesn't have any chatzitzas on the body, scabs, that her fingernails are clean, and there's somebody else, have another set of eyes looking over the woman before she goes down to the water, okay? So what if there are no women around? Like we had that case before. Remember, we saw, I printed again, this tshuva from the Rebbe Yehuda. So the husband can serve as that person. Not a dinner edus, okay? So the husband should check, can check. But the problem is, what do you mean? She has no clothes on. So I thought when she's in need, you're not supposed to look at her, we just said. Right? So that's what's going on. So the Taz, it's later on, it's some, we'll get to it in a few weeks, but we have to pay some. It's a simul kut tzari ches. It's a kot in your dollar. So it says, "V'hevi rashal haba achaz v'zeloshanu." The garav is like a scab. Okay, legabe tvila tzvichal hasir. Okay, even though it hurts a little bit, take it off. All right, and again, they're scabs, and we'll get to that when we talk about chatzitz at length. Okay, that's really the one big unit we'll have. So we have to pay some of the chatzitz, a bunch of shirman on what consider chatzitza and so on. That's relevant. Anyway, so scab legabe tefila tzarch lahasir. Afal pi shekoyv laharbe. Even though it hurts to peel off a scab sometimes. Okay, the ishtel shel. Some say it was the maharik. Some said somebody else. It was marach or zeruah, whatever it was. So tzricha lama lefonav aruma, she would stand in front of her husband naked. Shaharoa shalohaya gravela, to see that there was no scab on her. Shalohaya mamila shalohaya masira. He didn't trust that she would take it off. Shaharoa, she was a young girl, and he knew it hurt. Shalohaya koivlo. V'chein osa sar mikutzi, lishto. Okay, he did the same thing. Two gedolei Torah, great rabbonim, they had the wife stand without any clothing on before she went to the mikveh. So the question is, they looked at her entire body. I thought we just said you're not supposed to do that. Right? They were certainly looking at the parts of the body that are normally covered. So the Nodi Behuda, as we saw this, remember I said we'd come back to it. Nodi Behuda has a tshuva, Madura Tinyana Chelek Eredesim Kufchav Beis. Okay, Kufchav Beis. Valdavar 16. Valdavar Shanishal be Ish Isha Hadorim Bekfar Ben Anachim. The Ain Shom Yehudi or Yehudi Zula goes to Zuk. Right, the couple is someplace and she has to go to the mikveh. There's nobody else around. There's no other Jewish people there. No one else to look at. And she has to go to the mikveh. And there's no servant, nothing. Okay, and the question is, Nisha Malasam, Kishaisha Tovelas, Imbaila Yochalama Lerosi people. Can the husband be the mikveh lady, so to speak, to see that she was Tovelas? Kadeshi Dekula Tachasamayim, to see that she completely submerged. Sometimes, especially a woman has a long hair, so sometimes the hair floats on top of the water. She didn't get her all the way down. So you have to look that she got her all the way down. So can a husband do that? Also, begam im yuchal bala lazor lismok biyadu, you know, to walk her down, help her down, and so on and so forth. Okay. And there's another suffix, mishum istakos bishonid aruma. Okay. And this person sent the shalot to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, "You asked me the shalot. You want it to be makel, okay? There because since you're helping her." Go to the mikveh, he's not going to worry now that he's going to do anything with her. In 5 minutes, he's going to be mataris, right? Now, but the problem is, what about Mihine Bidvar, his status, Mokomis, and Chusishabo? What about the fact that he's going to see part of her, you know, she's going to see her naked, he's going to see the parts of the body that are covered also? And that's not an issue, okay? Les din tzark boshe, she yofa hor, she mutal tzark tvila, sorry, that's mutal tzark tvila, okay? In other words, it's like, it's going to come up to Pesach. Okay, you're not supposed to handle chametz on Pesach, right? It's like muktzah. Chametz should be like muktzah the whole Pesach. Why? Because you don't want to eat it by mistake. Yeah, but if you find chametz on Pesach and you're going to go burn it, obviously you can pick it up. We're not worried in that short period of time. Oh, you're going to forget. You're going to eat it. You're going to burn it, right? So then it's mutter, right? To pick it up and to go burn it. I'm talking about chalamoid, obviously, right? So same thing here. It's a tzarech tevila. And then he writes, Shaharei Shnei Gidolei Ador, Marik Basar Mikutzi, Yitzrichim Shosem Lama Bifneim, and so on and so forth. Okay, and therefore it's a Maisa Rav. However, the Rabbi Yehuda himself, that was the Shoel, who wrote the Shoel to Rabbi Yehuda. Now the Rabbi Yehuda himself says, he says, Omna Medivere Sar Kutzi, Marik Shemidu Thneim, and so on, and also his Tachim, and so on, and he says, how can they do that, and so on. All right, so presumably, it's just like the person said, okay, they're not going to be so aroused that they mamish can't wait 2 minutes. You go into the water, right? So we don't have to worry about it. Okay. However, then he says, maybe there's no riot from there. Ki ulai hagdolam alas 2:16. Ulai hagdolam alalu sabi kadas harabat magid. Like the Magid Mishnah, according to the Rambam, Siddhas Ram Shadafka Bakuma Turfa also is Taka Bishtunida, Abisharma Kamas Machusim, Shabalo also call in the first place. Right, that's how the Magid Mishnah learns the Rambam. The Rambam agrees with the Rambam to Aura that it can't Bakuma Turfa, but the rest is Mutter. We saw that the Bishmul didn't hold like that. The Bishmul said no. You know, so, but maybe these Rishonim held, that's what the Nabi Huda is suggesting, is maybe these great Rishonim, held like the Magid Mishnah, and explain the Rambam that there's Taka no issue to see, which is just Mokma Turfa only. So they didn't look over there, right? Abba Shamar comes to Chutz Shabbat Loa Sukal. Bishnu Nibba Lachach Lot Pido Hagdolam Halal Bazeb. Okay, so you know, maybe that's why. It's a different, I'm just trying to point out that it could be that that was the Magid Mishnah said the Rambam holds, agreed to by whoever these, whether it was the Marik or Marik or Zeruah, Sami Kutz, whoever it was exactly. But they agreed with that Rambam. Not like I showed you in source number 14, the Beishmul and Simchap Aleph, and then Ezer says, the low Kamagin, right? They're not supposed to look at the Makum Kusin when she's in need. So that's a question. Okay, now we have maybe some others agree with the Rambam. In addition, in source 17, I printed in the bottom of the Nodabi Huda, the Oris.
saying that he disagrees
what?
With
What's that again?
Is the Beis Shmuel saying that he disagrees with the Magen Mishnah that it's not pshat in the Rambam, or he's
no,
saying
I didn't say it's not the halacha. I don't think he's disagreeing. Did you hear me?
Yeah.
No, I don't think he's disagreeing. I don't think so. He's saying, but Ace does also the Habba come from Hagar Kusim. No, I don't think so. I think that's why he's running, and he's saying that's where Shahar comes out. That's what he's saying. But no, I don't think he's disagreeing with that. I don't think so. Okay, now the other point that the son of the Rebbe who's
Ravadia, we were just reading, says that he says it's a shtickle stira. He says that Mekra Din, the Shulchan Aruch, based on Ebenezer, he's quoting verbatim from the Rambam.
Right.
And Pashto says like the Magen Mishnah. So he says that Mekra Din, he thinks like the Rambam and Apia Magen Mishnah, but thinks he should be the Maisi, should be Machmir for the Ravid, like he writes in Yoredeya.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Right. It's a good aura. Now that you mentioned it, again, the only thing is maybe, that's what I wanted to say, maybe the difference, well, what maybe is pointing out, look back and compare source 9 to source 13. What he says about us here, Tzimkut Tzadi Hei, and in source 13, and Tzimkut Hafalim in Ebenezer, which is basically the direct quote from the Rambam, right? I mean, quoting directly from the Rambam. So maybe it's a steer, but the only thing, I just suggested that difference in Lahabit Lahastakel. Yeah? Right, I mean, maybe the difference between lo yistakel and here in Yeridaya he says lo yistakel, okay, which means more maybe it means more gazing as opposed to looking. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't remember. I have that in my notes. I don't remember that anybody said that. So I don't. Maybe it's the original idea. I don't know. Maybe I saw it somewhere, but I didn't identify where I saw it. But I just, you know, in my notes I have I circled lo yistakel in source 9 and circled habit. 13, so the chiluk. I'm just saying, you hear my point? I mean, maybe, but you're right, maybe that'll answer the spirit. But that's correct. I mean, but anyway.
I remember Vadi has an erichos about mistakel versus Rio.
He does?
I didn't read it closely, but he might.
Okay, so maybe he mentions it. Maybe that's why I saw the chiluk, you know, it's strange, I wouldn't have written it down. But okay, good. All right, I just want to point out also that the son of the Noda Behuda, in the Ha'aris, to that Shuvan, Simukut Chav Beis, of Chelek Erdem, Nagor Tanyana, 17, in Ha'ar number 1, Hagom and Ben Amechaber, Ojei Shlomo Demes, Hagom, Halal, Oistakum, Hashem, Ela Achar Shatobu. How do you know that that whole story was that they looked at them before they went down? Maybe they looked after they came out to make sure that they'd removed what they were supposed to remove. Right? And they said, no, at which time, after the Tevilah, it's Mutter. Okay, the old bets are off. Okay? And he said, that's the Lushan, if you want to look at that, back at that Taz, 15, quote of the Marshal, okay, look at the second line of 15. There wasn't. When she went down, there wasn't. Okay, I mean, it's a funny deal a little bit, but Lashon Avar, that's what he says. But maybe there's no riot from there anyway, because maybe it happened afterwards. Okay, just so making that point. Just as a point, Ramosha Feinstein in the Tshuva, Chelek, Yoredeya Chelek Beis Siman Ayin Hay talks about what about the woman's hair, covering her hair when she's in Nida and the husband's home and so on. 18. Udvar Sar Isha Nida Labaila. And Evada Adath Mimkomos Amachusim Shabbat. That's better. That's more room to be makel by there than by Mimkomos Amachusim. The Hanoshim Shein Machmiros Lasos Kikimchis. Okay, Kimchis, you may remember, was that woman who never, I think the Gemara says about Kimchis that the walls of her house never saw even a strand of hair. She always kept her hair completely covered, even at home, even when there's nobody there, and so on. And she was zoka that her children became kohen gadol. Okay, but anyway, but the fact is, says Moshe, the Hanoshim she'ein machmiras lasos kekimchis, ela kefi chiyuva shebebeisa kesholek kashamin shachrine ena mechasa sarosa. Many women are lenient when they're home and nobody's there. You know, no guests, no outsiders in the house, so they don't cover their hair. And therefore, Shabbal Rogabu Tamid, the husband always sees his wife without hair covered in the house. You know, from people, so when they go out, they're not going to cover her hair. But in the house, she doesn't cover her hair when there's nobody around, right? Which is the etzim, the kimchis, the Moshe writes, there's a chumar. Okay, I'm going to say it's not a good chumar, it is a good chumar. That's a different discussion. But the fact is that many women, when they're home and nobody else is around, they don't cover their hair. And so the husbands are, you know, rogugilim. They're used to seeing her without her hair covered. Okay? So, because the Ikar Din is the woman shouldn't leave the house with the hair uncovered, go out to the public area. All right. So, Ramosha writes, and that's the language of the Gemara. It says Ha'nemar, because there's no Isser. V'gam lo shen Isser Ha'nemar v'ksu v'stapayim v'ez azhar l'gnos shoshalo yetzu. Yetzu means go out of the house. Right? Women should not go out of the house before a roach with the head exposed. Okay, and so on. So the Rambam also Parakav Dal Hikasish Alchid Alaf for Moshe quotes Yotze B'Shuk. We're going out to the Shuk. That's the issue. Okay, and again in Eben Ezra in that same Simon Chapalev Lo Se Lachna B'Neshul. Don't go out. All these things. B'Beisa. So the Mikra Din, you don't have to worry about it. Like he agrees. We call Mokom Kol Amachmir Nelam Ela Meshuba. We Efshar Be'Ofen Tov B'Shalom Haya Tov Lachmir. If, you know, you can be machmer, okay, it's a good idea in the house, but you have to, you know, the woman has to be comfortable with it. But, therefore, bending back to our issue, v'chal mistab al-adina, shem komas ha-machusim, shem ba'osur, shosur ha-ba'al istakla, hu-rakum komas ha-machusim, af be-beso. The issue of looking at her when she's in either, when we talk about parts of the body that are covered, it means parts of the body that are covered at, even at home. Women don't walk, women don't walk around with no clothes on in the house, right? They're not walking around, not parading around the house with no clothes on. So, when it says in the husband not look at the woman, but the part of the body of the woman is normally covered, it means normally covered even in the house. That's what it means. That, but it doesn't mean but it would not necessarily include the hair. Okay, rakum komas mechusim af bebesa. Okay, instead it's good to be machmir if you can keep some bias with that. The komas mechusim are the parts of the body she covers even when she's home. Okay, and maybe doesn't wear the same thing that she wears when she goes out or when others are around and so on. Okay, that's a motion about the hair. Okay, yes, good. So that takes care of the yes, yeah. Question:
What counts as others being around? I knew, like, you know, she wears shorts and a t-shirt when she goes to sleep and her pajamas, but you know when she walks around the house, her kids don't see her.
Right. I think, you know, when you go, I think going to sleep doesn't count. That's I'm talking about, you know, she'd go out of her room, walk around the house. You know, walk around the house, you put a robe on.
Pajamas for when she's a nido?
Say it again?
Does she have like more tznias pajamas for when she's a nido?
So again, that's what segue right into the next thing. Should a woman have different clothing when she's a nido? Again, if the husband is used to seeing it, so it won't be arousing. But she should not wear, I mean, I think she should not wear this necessarily. It depends what she generally wears, okay? I don't think she should wear things that the husband will find arousing when she's in, even his pajamas when she's in either. But here, in terms of the parts of the body, I think in her own bedroom, you know, she's wearing, like, say, a sleeveless t-shirt or something like that, but she wouldn't walk in a house like that. That I'm chalak in that direction.
Meaning to be mako. That's usually
in the bedroom. In the bedroom, yeah.
Not just because there's like a space between, you know, her what her husband sees and what she's
doing. What others see, right. But the question is again, I don't think she should wear the type of clothes that she would normally wear. I mean, you know, there are different types of nightgowns and different types of, you know, clothing. And she shouldn't wear when she's in need of things that are, you know, arousing. She shouldn't, you know. But not necessarily because it is dinner, the parts of the body, you know.
Yeah, I'm not talking about like lingerie. Yeah. Pajamas getting dressed.
Yeah, so regular pajamas, if she wear them around the house, and that covers up her body, so that would be okay. But when others are around, it means, you know, even with the children, when the mother don't walk around with nothing on, you know.
Right.
You might in her bedroom have less on, yeah. In terms of clothing, that's a little segue into the issue of clothing when she's in either. So the Gemara says in Ksubas, Samachayim and Beis, 19, the Tanabon and Moser Mizonos Labal. Okay, that's a technical point. The husband has to provide his own, has to provide food. Whatever's left over, let's say she's satisfied with it. Stuff that's left over, most of his own is that belongs to the most of his own from Baal. All right. Just a moment. Most of his own is from Baal. Most of blows, okay, blows means worn out clothing. And any leftover mizonos belongs to the husband. Any clothing that worn out belongs to her. So the Gemara says, "Moser blows leisha lamali." What does he need these worn out clothing for? Who needs them? You know, give them away to Goodwill or something. What does she need them for? So Amarachwa shemiskase bahen b'mei nidoso. Okay. Again, we know that the husband has to provide share ksus and owner, right? I mean, that's the background here. I mean, I'm not giving you all the details about ksus now, but the husband has to provide food and clothing among other things for his wife. That's the those are the requirements of the ksuba, share ksus and ona. owner, well, meaning intimate time. Share means food, ksus means clothing. That's what we assume. The Gemara actually has psukim to back it up, and so it's around, maybe something else, whatever, but we'll learn it simply now. That share means food, ksus means clothing. So then he left over, that belongs to him. But ksus, left over, blows, belong to her. So what does he need it for? Amrakash miskase bahen bimei nidosa. Okay? Because she'll wear that clothing, she'll wear that clothing when she's a nida. Okay? When she's a nida. What's the idea? Kedei shelo tisgana al baila. So I'm Rabbi, and Akhtina, most of us are monolith Yorsha. Because Hossam would look tisgana ba'ape, Hocha tisgana b'tisgana. Okay, that's a different, you know, sometimes you want her to be not attractive. Let's look in Rashi. Moser mizonos. Keep going. 20. Isha she mizonos hamur mishaseno otzelo she'en rav sonis. Right, the Mishnah gives guidelines how much food you're supposed to give per week and so on. So he says, let's say she doesn't eat that much. She's a dainty, what is it? Dainty eater, light eater. So she has extra. That goes to the husband. Okay? But shalotisgana al baila b'mei tarosa b'loveshes b'gadim shalav shav b'mei nidus. What's the idea? To wear these worn out clothing when she's a nida, so that when she's not a nida, she has clothing that will be in good shape. She doesn't wear the same clothing. That's the key, right? Shalotisgana al baila b'mei tarosa. Okay. B'loveshes b'gadim shalav shav b'mei nidus. You know, she shouldn't wear the same clothing that she wears. That's what comes out. She'll use those worn out clothing when she's an either, so she won't be revolting or disgusting to her husband when she's not an either. And Rashi seems to be saying that this means that she wears this clothing when she's an either, so that she'll be able to wear different clothing when she's tahora, and her husband will see her differently. Okay? Now, we already had an nida, right? We saw these Gemaras earlier. There's also a Gemara later in Eric Subas, an Ayin Bey's on Aleph. 21. The Amar of Yehuda, we had a nida also. The Huxika nida b'shkenasa, ba'al loka b'shum nida. Remember, we had that case when we discussed earlier year, right? That, well, what did the husband do wrong? How did he know she was a nida, right? That's that whole sugya of when she says that she's nemenis. Remember the fine bays, and we're talking about, right? We had that sugya a couple times earlier in the year. So there it says, we're talking about he did know because Huxika nida b'shkenasa. And Rashi said over there, we didn't stress it then, but we're stressing it now. Rashi says in Ksubas Ayin Beis Amar Aleph 22, Husika Nid Mishkanu Seh, Shera'ua Lo Veshes Big Dei Nidus. Ulubala Amar Torah Nid Vashimsha, right? That was one of the women, you know, the nemanis of the woman and so on. So then, Bala Lokim, Hisubo. All right, whatever the case exactly is, what do you see from there also? All right, that established a woman's a nidus, then her husband will get malchus for being with her. And Rashi explains, the neighbors knew she was a nidus because she was wearing her nidus clothing. And then she told her husband she was mutaris. Okay, he gets malchus if he was worn and so on. All right. Again, I'm not interested in that case. We discussed that at length. But from that Gemara also, what do you see? That she has other clothing. So Shulchan Aruch rules here in Simkuf Tzarihei Sif Ches 23. Ru'uyala, it is proper, says the Shulchan Aruch here in Sif Ches. Ru'uyala, she'tiyachei, la begadim, l'mein edusa, kidei she was zochrim shem zochrim tamid shenidah. She should have special nida garments that they'll both always remember based on those garments that she is a nida. That's how the Shulchan Aruch says it's proper for her special clothing that she wears when she's a nida, so they'll both remember that she's a nida. So the Torah Hashem jumps on this right away. It's in Katan Yud, in 24. That's from the Torah. We didn't see that. We saw in those Gemaras that she'd have different clothing and so on, so that she'll be more attractive to him at the time. Who said anything about remembering that she's a nida? Right, the way the Mechaber presents it, it's based on the Torah. He's saying, don't wear the same clothes because you need a reminder. It's like a hacker. She has these clothes when she's a nida. She wears these clothes when she's not a nida. I mean, there's a certain logic to it, but the Torah Hashem says, 24, again, lo yodati ma'ayin yotzam tam zeh. Halo atam mefarsh lahedi b'shas. He quotes the Gemara afal p'ingsuvah. Kedei shelo tisgan al baila. That's the Gemara in Daf Samachay we saw. So she won't be revolting to her husband, Pirish Rashi, meaning be made tarasa. In Loveshin begotim, shalav shalav, be made nida. You don't want her to wear the same clothes because you want her to look more attractive to her husband when she's mutaristim. So that's the reason why she wears the other clothes. Nothing to do with a reminder. Utmiya gadoli, I'll call our home, show a gishu bezalatur. Why didn't anybody on the page, you know, Tarasa Shom, why didn't the Shach and the Taz, no one jumped on this? Okay? And he says, Tarak Iyon. All right? And he says, and anyway, you know, why do you suddenly need a hacker over here just when she's dressed? A hacker is needed when there's some kind of chiba and kirvadah. It's just dressing, it's not a heker anyway. So he says, Nira Pasha Lukola Tom Yesu Begodim Yukana Filam Dharma Kushwatam Shamutaris Al Bisham. Right? And he says, strictly speaking, seems to me that she can wear even nice clothing when she's in Nida. Afal God to come sham shas with most of blows, Pirish Big Day Yushanim, old clothing. Okay. What it means is over there, she ain't a Baal Mukhiv Lasa Begodim Chashim Iskasma Meni Dasa. Here it's Tom Hilkas Ksubas. What the husband has to provide for her. So the Gemara there is saying he doesn't have to provide clothing, fancy clothing, when she's in either. But not because it's an issur to wear it. Okay? Avam Yeshu Abshita, the Muteris Labisham. Right? I mean, she has enough clothing, it's perfectly permissible. So he doesn't know where this came from. He said the Gemara reason Shalt is Ganal Baila. The clothing when she wears in either can be nice clothing also. But no rule that it has to be tattered blows. Well, the Gemara brings up the blows. So say the husband doesn't have to provide extra clothes. Fancy clothes, she's in either. That's what the Torah of Shom is driving at. Okay? And he says at the end, Bama's clothes are in at the beginning, me chodim lav me tam shol tiskasha tu. Okay? It's not that she's not allowed to dress up and look nice and so on. It's not what it's for. It's not what it's about. So he has, basically, the Torah of Shom says it's perfectly okay for a woman who has enough clothes to dress nicely also. And there's no din of a heker. I mean, Chaber says it, so you can't just throw it out. Okay, but the Kadesh Yushneim Zokin Tomit Shanida, Mechavah does say it, but the Tarsal Shalom is correct. That doesn't seem to be what the Gemara is getting at. We don't find a way in the Gemara. She should make, you were asking before, Nadine, you know, about wearing. So I would agree that if there's something is arousing and so on, she just cannot wear it. But to say that she needs to dress sloppily or wear tattered clothing or not dress herself up nicely, who said that? I mean, that's the Tarsa Shom. I think it makes a convincing point. Okay. Everyone follow here what's going on? Right? So, I mean, again, the Mechaber says what he says, and we don't just dismiss the Mechaber. I was just giving a shiur the other day about something, so the true son of Rekiva Eger. You know, Rekiva Eger raised an objection. So even though I thought that you can answer Rekiva Eger, but you don't just dismiss, you know, you don't just say, oh, Rekiva Eger has no kasha. Rekiva Eger is losing a kasha. I tell you the story that somebody once came to the, told the story, but the guy said he answered all the kasha of Rekiva Eger. I told you the story, right? And the Satmarov said, except for three. So, yeah, you understood three of Rekiva Eger's kasha. All right, Mechaber says something. You can't just throw it out, but the Torah Shom, I think, anyway, you're welcome to disagree, you have to call it Yud, makes a convincing argument. That's not what the Gemara is talking about. There's no din that a Nida has to dress up, in tattered clothing and so on. However, the Sidri Tara does defend a little bit. The Sidri Tara here in Zion 25, he said it's true, okay? It's true that he agrees. Well, Hikshab is saying from Yaakov that, again, the author of the Torah Shom, the other same people, Michlis Yaakov, and a Sefer Michlis Pesach, and the Shulchan Aruch Chok Yaakov. Anyway, they call them different names, but anyway, the same person. He says, he quotes the same Kasha, and he agrees, let me find it now, five lines down, 25. Kusha Sarab Michlis Yaakov, Kusha Atzumahi. So the Tariq knowledge is a big kasha. It's a good kasha. Kusha to the Minola, the high time. What's the Mechaber? And it's not the Mechaber, it's in the tour. But whoever it's from, what are they coming up with a different reason? That's not what the Gemara says. Okay? And then he says, but Elanira the Haramban, the Tur Kosu came as far as the Nafshi, came in the Matsina, the Mikoshi, Tulis Kasha, meaning Dosa Shalot is Ganal Baila, which we'll get to in a second. Sometimes, and this goes back to what I said to you, Nady, before. Alma da kishut maybe the hergel davar. Okay. And Echanami, sometimes dressing a certain way, it can be provocative, right? Can be enticing. So therefore, Mimela, you need a hecker. You follow what I'm saying? So that's what I said to you before. To wear, you know, shorts and cutoff, what do you call it, cutoff t-shirt or something like that. Okay, so that's not sensible when she's in either. Because again, that's arousing. And therefore, maybe the hergel dummer. So therefore, you need a zechir and hakeru, okay? And he said that's it. The hakishut, well, maybe the kirv das, right? So maybe that's the idea to defend the mechaber. He's saying you need she should have special garments, because if she doesn't, she's going to wear regular clothes and regular dress up like she normally does. So that could lead to hergel dummer, and and therefore you're going to need the heker. So okay, it's a little bit of a defense that the Sidri Tara presents. Okay, she wears not nice clothing, so that clothing gufa, that kishut gufa, should make her more attractive to him. So that's why the Mechaber says what he says. So it's a little bit of so it's a good justification. It remains a good kashrut, but they gave at least the Sidri Tara gives you a teretz. Okay, now just to finish up, a couple more things. So the if you look back in the Torah, now talking about Tucker dressing himself up nicely, besides some particular clothes, what about putting on makeup and nice jewelry, whatever, to make yourself look nice? So the pasuk says regarding the zav, the parshas Torah, you compare Keshvav pasuk Lamed Bay 26. It says those Torahs azav asher teitem and shikma zera l'tamva the hadava benib nasov azav and zov azav and give a lishas each come to me very end of the Torah. So hadava benib nasov, hadava benib nasov. So the word hadava benib nasov means kind of like remove, right? Midui, when you put in cherem, right? It's it means tossed away. So like the word nida. There's a pasuk in an eicha vayadu evenbi, and remember vayadu evenbi is thrown away, right? That this means removed, So that's what the word means. Davar nidasa. So based upon this, there is a medrash b'midbar rabba, parsha noso talking about a nozer, parsha yud siman ches in the regular midbar rabba 27. Ketzer yasa adam siag ledvarav kederek shos the Torah siag ledvarav. Ari Omar, we discussed in the past. Well, Isha ben Inas Tumas Alo Sikra, so Yochel Chabkena ben Ashkena ben Davin Ram Tel Tamad Alo Sikra. We discussed that already at length, right? The Kiryat Boshem. Tamad Alo Sikra. Yochel Tishan Ima Bigodel. Amita Tamad Alo Sikra. Yochel Tirchat Es Panem Betichal. Now here's the key for us. Tirchat Es Panem Betichal Es Einel. We call that the eyeliner, the make her eyes blue, whatever, that's what they use. Kilo saying, no, I'm talking about, right, to put the eyeshadow, whatever it's called, some type of makeup. Okay, so Talmud Lava, that pasuk got Dava Benidasa. Kol Yomim, she Dava Tehei Benidui. That's the drug. Right, when she's a Midas, so she should be separate. Mikan Amru, look what it says, Kolam Anabeles Atzma, last line of 27. Kolam Anabeles Atzma, Benidasa, Ruach Chacham Nochemena. So that medrash is the same thing, by the way, in Avestar of Nasa, the beginning of Parag Beis, which we discussed. Right, that was a classic example 28 of a siyag that the Torah says for its own rules. Usually, we've discussed many times the siyag is the Darbanan, but sometimes the siyag protects from the Torah, protects the Torah law. So he says, siyag also tell the Torah, Hare Omer, Belisha, we not to Masalo Sigrab, Yachel Chabkana, we saw this already, but at the end, Mikan Amru. This part we didn't read before because it wasn't relevant to us. Kolam anabelas atzma enidasa rocham nochemena. Kolam kashetas atzma enidasa ein rocham nochemena. So that's that's a strong language. Menabelas atzma, okay. Menabelas atzma, which by the way, the manager is for the base like that. Dapa nibul here it's with above. Okay, but it's interchangeable for now, right? So she a woman should make herself unattractive. That's a good idea. That's a good idea. She'll be unattractive. However, there is a different approach. And that's the Gemara in Shabbos, Samach Dalam Beis 29. The early position was, don't wear colorful clothing, don't put on makeup, don't do this thing. Rekiva said, no, that's going to lead to trouble because, again, it's 2 weeks out of the month. She always looks disheveled and unattractive. So, it's one thing to wake up in the morning, but then she rides away, goes ahead and washes and puts makeup on. Okay. But here, she's going to be walking around like that all the time. No good. That's an important drasha. And she remains an Ida. We discussed already this also a number of times until she goes into the water. Okay. So, look in Rashi in Samatam is 30. Benidasa, Hayudarshan Arishana Kemashmo, Kedavar Hamenuda, Umarchiko, Mibali. You got to do things that keep her husband away from her. Don't make yourself look attractive. Make yourself look unattractive, as you do. So therefore, Shaloti Koinet, don't put eyeliner on, and then Lotifko Shrakal Panel, whatever whatever, like makeup, whatever you put on your cheeks and so on to make your cheeks look rosy or whatever, whatever women do, okay? And then Rekiva says, no, Rekiva says, perfectly okay, because other Abba, otherwise husband's going to find her, perhaps find her repulsive, okay? And therefore, the pasuk means something else. Tehei b'nidos, b'tumos, such a tov ma'amlikbol. And even after Afal Pi Shavu Shiva Shala, pasuk ma'ana, right? Even if she no longer bleeding, but she has to wait Shiva Nakim, fine, we've discussed that already, all right? Now, it's interesting because what's Rabbi Kiva's concern? What's Rabbi Kiva's concern? Kiva's concern is the husband won't find her attractive. And a wife should make herself look attractive. And that's perhaps Rabbi Kiva Lashitasa. Because the mission at the very end of Gittin, very end of Gittin, of Tzadi Amar Aleph, 31, okay? You know, after the whole Masechta, they finally discuss, well, what should you divorce the woman for? Right? The whole Masechta of Gittin. So at the very end, finally says, Beshame Omrim, Shami says you should not divorce your wife unless it's some problem of arayas. No, she always burns the food. Okay, she's a lousy cook, she always burns the food. Okay, he learned it out the erva meaning, as Rashi says, something that they find repulsive. Now, Kiva over, I feel a motzacher is knowing him in it. Shnemar, I have no sins, okay, may not. No. You don't have to have any reason. He just found another girl he's more attracted to. So, women always worry a crazy husband is going to find another lady, you know, he's going to decide that he wants to be the secretary or some lady in the office. So, the wife better make herself look attractive. That's a Kiva. I feel a motzacher low, erba below dover. Okay, nothing particular wrong, just he found someone who was more attractive. Right? That's a Kiva. And the Yerushalmi links these two disputes, links the dispute that we just had with the Rekiva and Shabbos, that the Zakenim Arishonim said that a woman during her Nida period should not doll herself up and put on makeup and all this stuff, should not do that. Okay, the Rekiva said it's okay, she can, to prevent her from being, from the husband being repelled by her, so, or being, you know, feeling that she's not attractive. And then this Mishnah Machlokes, what is a legitimate reason for a get? So the Yerushalmi, there in Gittin, the end of Gittin, Paraktes, Halach Yud Aleph, 33, the Yerushalmi links these two machotzim together. Ksiv, the Pasuk we just started with before in the Torah, Adob HaMidasa, Azov HaZov HaZov, Kain HaMor Yerushalmi HaMotei, B'nidasa, Lo Tikko, Lo Tikko, Zaj HaTov HaMayim. Ona HaMekiva, Misham Raya, Im Adom HaKain, of Hu Atzma HaVilade Ki'irus, who knows sin is Eno Bolagarsha. The Atz says, Kain HaKibay Shama, the HaMekiva Kibay Silah. Okay, Rekiva is sort of like Beis Hillel, even a lesser thing than an erva, right? I mean, that's how the Korban Avida explains. Okay, over the next page. Asa is a kenik Beis Shammai. The inu lo choshu shem yitain enor bo legarshon. Also legarsh, even elam kain motzav erva. According to the Zakenim, we're not worried that if she doesn't make herself look nice, that he's going to divorce her. Because according to them, he can't divorce her for that reason. We have to find what's about Erba's dover. So you're not gonna, but however, Rabbi Kiva can be Hillel. Shemuta legarsha filo motzachen lefonim. And vada chashim, it's yicha tomah the stiles lefonim. Right? You always have to make yourself look nice. That's the idea. So, if Rabbi Kiva is concerned, again, the Premosh also, the commentaries there, and getting paraktas, I love you, Yerushalmi, 1135. So the same idea. So this machokas, this is sort of, so to speak, Rabbi Kiva Lashitoso, Rabbi Kiva said that's a legitimate grounds of divorce. According to Halacha, I mean, we're not encouraging it, but the Halacha would recognize that that's a legitimate grounds of divorce if he doesn't find her attractive. So she better make, look at the words of the Korban Eid at the end there. It says, Tzricha Tomid Lishnaz Lefana. Okay? And that's the Pnei Moshe also ends. Diba Maskel, the Asad is Kenan. Look at the end, last line of 35. Uloficha Chetira Filip Meidos Lishnaz Lishkashit. No, she should dress herself up. She'll look nice when she's in Eid also. All right? And that's how the Rambam Paskins, Parakut Aleph, Aleph Yates, and we saw this before, because it means that he's looking at her. That was the Rambam's, that was the Magen Mishnah's proof, that the Rambam says you are allowed to look at her. So look at 36. Umutur le'isha le'iskasha me'idosa k'dei shalot izgan al bailo. Okay, it's mutter. That's the Rambam says. The Ramban modifies a little bit. Parakut of his Hilchos Nida, Os Ches, 37. He was the original, I kept saying the Torah, but it originally came from Ramban. That was the Torah, so someone challenged where the Ramban get it from. And that was the Ramban that originated, I think, the first thought of the Ramban. When the Torah does quote it, then that's a Shulchan Pasuk, but it comes from Ramban. But now he writes, Bikoshi, he tirushat iskashe, many dosa kadeshul tizganal bala. So, well, you know, the press that Bikoshi tir, it's mutter, but you know, Bikoshi tiru. And that's how the Sukhmar Paskin is here. It's in Kut Sari Hebaras and Sif Tess. We'll finish off with today. Take a look at what it says in 38. Bikoshi, he tirulo iskashe, many dosa. And a kadeshul tizganal bala. Bikoshi. All right? Why Bikoshi? Why Bikoshi? So the Bir Agroa points here in our Sima Kutsari Hain, it's Yud Gimel. Bir Agroa points to this Avos Dov Nosam, right? And there's also the Medrash there in Bimid Baraba, that Kolam and Avelis, Atman is the Ruach Chacham Nochem, and Kolam is Kashetis, and so on. And he says that statement is presumably, Mashma says the Gon, the Af Rabbi Kiva, the Kavah, Ein Ruach. Even Rabbi Kiva says, you know, it's not right, but I have no choice. We have a bigger concern. The Divan Rekibi would prefer it not that way. The Divan Rekibi would mode that it's Gedochik. That's why the Shulchan Aruch says Bikoshi. That's what Shulchan Aruch says it. All right, so it's just, again, the Torah Shlomim and the Sidri Torah both, again, this comment in the Torah Shlomim, Sigmund Yud Aleph, says he works out the Rekibi's Shitas, as explained before. And the question is, do we pass him like a Rekibi with regard to Gittin? If we wouldn't pass him a Rekibi, then would talk to the usher for her to dress up, okay? Okay.
Maybe?
Yeah. We passing the Maisa, as the Torah says on the Torah, we passing the Maisa, it's not proper. The divorce from this guy, like that, I fell in love with somebody else. So therefore, it should be okay. But look here, if it's true, the Torah Shlomo is pointing out, if it's true that we pass the Machlokes and Malim, the Bekiva, who says you can divorce for any old reason, okay, and therefore she better make sure she dresses nicely, so even during the main Nidosa, so the we don't pass him. We assume halacha, it's not proper to divorce just because he fell in love with somebody else, but the Torah Shlomo, so therefore it sounds like we shouldn't pass him like Bekiva in this matter either. Okay, Shitaka should be also to dress up. Okay, but he says, but there's still an issue of Lotizgan al Baila, even if he can't divorce her. But there's an independent concern. You don't want the woman to be unattractive to her husband. Okay, maybe he can't divorce her, but you know, it's not a good situation. And that's what the Torah of Shalom ends with the end of 40. We call Malkam Yesh Lachosh Aydesh Tizgana Yosim La Aluzvar Machik Arshena. You know how it starts. Right, so not because I like somebody else. All of a sudden, you begin finding other reasons. Right, Enochanami, I can't divorce you just because I fell in love with somebody else. But if things aren't going well, then all of a sudden, this is no good, and that's no good, and the food's no good. Right, so that's the concern. Yeah, maybe. Question.
I just didn't like it when I said it in Seder, but I thought maybe you could say that there was a slight difference in formulation between the way Rabbi Kiva's brought down in the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. That Rabbi Kiva and the Yerushalmi says Misham Raya that he totally rejects the drasha. Of that she shouldn't be kocheles, but in the Bavli he said it's just not about the kiva, and there's this other concern that
that's going to be dyke, so that's why he says Bikoshi.
Yeah,
could be. Okay, I have to look at that again. Could be. It says Bikoshi doesn't really
accept the drasha. Just that there's
not
another
outright rejection.
Right.
Okay. But I think with the that could be. You like it, Alex? I think it was a fair deal. Okay, anyway, at the end of the day, the Torah Shalom, I think, is making an important point. He's saying, even if we don't pass him, and the Torah, and he says also, the Sidri Torah also quotes it. He said, we don't pass him, I would keep him there, but still there's a concern. And I think the most logical thing, when this will finish, is the Aruch HaShulchan, here in Arsim, Kuptan Hezik, Chaf Alef, Chaf Beis, and Chaf Gimel. And basically says, you know, again, he quotes the Sif Chaf Alef, he quotes the Beis Yosef, the Shulchan Mechaber, and Sif Ches, who says that she should dress differently when she's a nida, so they both remember that she's a nida. And he quotes the those who reject this, the Mechaz Yaakov, you know, the Menayin Lo Tam Zchira, okay, and just a second. Yeah, so he says, you could argue that maybe when it says you wear different clothing, doesn't mean they have to be tattered clothing, just different clothing. Right, maybe this different clothing means not the same clothes, but it doesn't have to be tattered. Right? He says Mistama Lovesh, but he doesn't got him grueling. Okay, but that's one thing. All right. But what he writes in Sifchav Beis is very important. And this may relate to us, you know, personally. The Karan Shodvarmhi Kainhu, the Deos Shonan Shiyesh B'nei Adam. The answer is the different types of people, okay? The different types of people. And maybe that's the different sugyas, the different shitas in these Gemaras and so on. There are some people, Yesh mi, Shkesheroa Ishto Mekushetas Meneduso, Kim Meitaz Mizganalo. There's some people who will see the wish just the same way, so then he won't find her so attractive when she's not a needle, right? And therefore, that was the original concern. She's wearing the same simple clothes when she's Mutaris as she did when she was Asura, so find that unattractive, okay? On the other hand, other people, the opposite. Like other people will be, you know, turned off by the fact that she wears it. Some people, some might be turned off by the fact she wears the same clothing when she's in either, she wears when she's not. And others will be, therefore she should wear more tattered garments. Other people will be turned off when she wears tattered garments when she's in either. That'll turn her off, right? Those are the two things, right? And what's our concern? Let's go over it again. What's our concern? Some say the concern is that she's wearing the same clothing when she's an Ida, so when she's not an Ida. So when she's not an Ida, he won't be excited by her. Right? That's what Rashi said, right? That was back in, right? That was the Ksuba Samachayim Beis. Rashi there in 19, more than 19, and the Rashi in 20. Shalot Hizgana Abala B'mei Tarasa B'lovesh Hizbegodim Shalof Shav Mei Nidus. If he's going to see her wearing the same clothes she wore when she was in Eden, and now when she's with Taurus, that's a turnoff thing. Okay? She's gonna, I'll buy the main carousel. But then there's the Rikina's concern. The other concern. The concern is if she's going to wear tattered clothing when she's in Eden, so that for a couple or 10 or 12 days out of the month or whatever, so that's going to turn them off. So there are different types of people. Okay? There are different types of people. And therefore, a person has to figure out. He says, "V'lochein habreira." The second line of Sifchav Beis, "Habreira biyad kol echad lasas kitzono." You have to figure out in your marriage what works for you. Okay, "V'lochein b'parak afal piyad demarib mishas shalishai neishalat mishas." Okay, with buying stuff. So then you chol chofali tein labgadam neishalam ene dusa. Kedeshot isgana beinav. That was again a Ksubas issue. But Shabbos, the Kibbutz said, "Goren Shabbos." The Kibbutz said the opposite. So you know, there's not "V'lochein mitzad ze ein din kavua." And that's why the Beis Yosef and the Torah put these dinim together. Okay, that's why it says in this siman, Sifches and Sifches. Where's Sifches now? Yeah, in Sifches 23, the Mechaber said what? Reuya lo shati yachad lo begodin meiniduso, kedei shuzo shneim zochum tamin shenida. Should have separate clothes. On the other hand, Sifches, because she tiro is kashe meiniduso. Right, so. So the Chaber kind of passes like both, if you think about it. Right? The Chaber kind of brings down both. And Baruch Hashem says, yeah, because people are different. Okay? So, yeah, you need to remind yourself, so that's connected to Teva, this kind of person. So, you know, I think it's logical. Couples have to figure out what goes back to your issue, Nady, what is going to be, you know, the best way for them to do it. And you know, her wife doesn't want to look ugly at any time and shouldn't look ugly in front of her husband at any time. On the other hand, you know, you need the reminder. So that's why these dinim are put together. That's what Rosh HaShulchan says. The last thing I just mentioned, Rosh HaShulchan says regarding perfume, okay, regarding perfume, the last thing he says, he shouldn't, just stuck this in here because it was the next Sif Chav Gimel, but if she puts on, you know, some type of perfume and so on, so also Lo Yehanas Merel Gufo, okay, because that also is arousing, okay, and then he speaks about hearing her sing, that we talked about the other day, with the contemporary Achronim, we talked about yesterday, the day before, maybe there's a difference, he's singing a lullaby or whatever to the children, but well, that's what Rosh HaShulchan speaks about here. Okay, so we'll stop over here. Continue tomorrow. Everyone should have a good day.
Gabby. Okay.